All right, here we go. So very quickly, sorry for starting late. There's one reason why I started late. I want to discuss today Borer on Yom Tov. Now, even though when it comes to Shabbos, Borer is a very complicated sugya, and anyone remembers when we did Borer back in those days, it must have taken us a few weeks. So just very quickly, Borer on Shabbos is very... Now, once you learn the sugya, it's very simple, okay? There are three klalim to learn when it comes to Borer, okay? One klal is it has to be Ochmei Toch Tzolos, which means you have to take the good from the bad, not from the bad from the good. And even if, let's say, for example, you have like some food, and within the food is like eight chips of wood, and it would be much easier to take the eight chips of wood out, right? You can't do that. You got to take the good from the bad, not the bad from the good. The second thing, it has to be done miyad la'alter, for right away, whatever that means. Let's say according to for a meal. And the third is that you have to go ahead and you have to use your hand. You can't use a special kli, which is designated for that. When it comes to Yom Tov, though, that's Borer on Yom Tov, all right? On Shabbos. When it comes to Yom Tov, so that's already a different story. I think that there's no question it's relevant, but there's something which is probably more relevant afterwards. So if you look at the Mishnah on Daf, on source number one, the Gemara Masech is based on Yudal and Mabet. There the Gemara says, Haborer Kitnish B'yontif. Someone is being Borer Kitnish B'yontif. That was a very real thing, because they didn't, when you bought beans, you didn't buy beans in the store in a plastic bag, and everything was okay. And it's probably very possible that, when they were talking about being Borer Kitnish B'yontif, they weren't talking about being Borer Kitnish, being Borer, red beans from black beans. They're talking about being Borer the beans from the worms, okay, just to be very specific. So you're choosing beans on Yontif. Beshame Omrim, Beshame says, Borer Ochel Ochel. So you basically, according to Beshamai, you have to go ahead and take, he says, you have to go ahead and take the Ochel one by one. If you look at source number two, Rav Ashi Bar Gnur, where he explains it, the Ochel one by one from the bad. Well, Beshilo Omrim, Beshilo says, Borer Kidarko. So you can be Borer Kidarko. Okay, so what does that mean? So the way the Vajavart Nur explains it, if you look at source number two, that's instead of Rashi here, so he says you gotta make sure that you want to make it as easy as possible. In other words, whereas on Shabbos you have to take the Ochmei Toch Tzolos on Yontif, make it as easy as possible. So what does that mean? So Rav Vajavart Nur says that it says, let's say for example, the psoles. So what does Borer Kidarko mean? So usually, the normal way, I think so, the normal way of choosing something is when you see a pile, and I talk the normal way I'm talking about, not from a Torah perspective. What would a regular person do who's not Jewish, a regular person? So usually, it says, you would go ahead and look at, you want to get rid of the bad. That's what you usually do, get rid of the bad. Okay, so here you have all these things. So Bishamai says, go ahead. So it says, do the kedarko, take the bad from the good. However, he says, that's only if, he says, there's not more bad than good. But because if there's more bad than good, doing the regular way, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? If you do more bad than good, what's going to happen? It's going to Matirka Maruba. He says, Mark is not the question what that means. He says, you have to do what's easier. That's the bottom line. Do what's easier. He says, how do you do it? Becheiko, Bekanun, Vetamchui. So he says, of a low betavlo, a novel of a kvara. So he says, you can use like even a tray and this and that. That's the idea. Becheiko, Bekanun, Tamchui, of a low betavlo, a novel of a kvara. What that means is you can't use the regular kli. In other words, going ahead and sifting flour on Yontif is definitely a problem, okay? He says, especially in those days when the flour was full of a lot of garbage before he sifted it, but going ahead and sifting is a problem. If you want to do Borer, it's fine, but you can't use a kli which is specially made for that. And then Rabbi Gamliel says something which is really not relevant to us. He says, because he's one of the used to do in the old days. If he says that when they had kidneys, beans with junk in it, what they would do is they would go ahead and bring. They would go ahead and bring a kli, and they would put water and the kidneys in the kli, Just like we used, I don't know if you still, that's like we used to do with rice. Do you still do it with rice?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You sit like this. So,
we have a roast to the top.
Yeah, see, I'm not sure the last time I made rice, okay? So, I remember when I was a kid, my mother would ask me to make rice, and I shouldn't say that. That's what I used to do. So he says, so that's what you can do. You can go ahead and put the kidneys into a clear of water, and the psolus goes on top, and we don't paskin like Rabbi Gamliel in that situation. That's talking about beans. Now I would say when it comes to...
What does that mean? You can't do that or you can't
do that? No, sir. The difference is, if you understand, is because in those days, first of all, in those days when they did it with beans, they did it for many... They didn't do it every single time. In other words, when they went ahead and they sorted out the beans, it was like, you know, a week in advance, 2 weeks in advance, okay? So today, obviously, to go ahead and to put the rice in water...
Like the Sephardi ladies do for Pesach.
Whatever they would do. They would do it much in advance. But when we go ahead, and we'll see, and we go ahead and we put the rice in a cup just for that meal every day, that's okay. In other words, the style has changed. So in other words, in those days, when they would do the beans that way, they would do for many days in advance. So that's why it's a problem, as we'll see.
Okay, but if you're going to stick it into your child, right, then you
want to soak for sure. That's not a problem, as we'll see. And that's where something becomes relevant. Because let's say, for example, let's look at the Gemara. So we look at the Gemara, the third line, Gemara Tanya, Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Vamedvar Amamurim. When do these words apply? That you go ahead and you take the psoles kisham ocham ruv psoles. When you have more ochel than psoles, avol psoles meruba la ochel. But if you have more psoles than the ochel, then of course you take the ochel. You take the ochel. Why? Because taking the psoles is going to cause more work. And doesn't make sense. Avol psoles meruba la ochel. Divrei hachel. Everyone agrees. Note as ochel. You take the ochel. You have psoles. So then the Gemara asked the question, hold on a second. If there's more psoles in the ochel, then what does that mean? That you have garbage mixed in, that means this whole group has become muksa. Because you look at it, you say, oh my gosh. In other words, when you have a lot of psoles in something and the majority is psoles, so then it becomes muksa. So the Gemara says, we're talking about where there's more ochel in psoles, but if psoles is very small. What does that mean? For example, you have beans or something, and there's a lot of small chips of wood. So there's no question there's more ochel than chips of wood. But taking the chips of wood out is going to be a very big tircha. So in that situation, then you take the ochel, from psoles. So the bottom line is, as we'll see in a second, then what you do is on Yontif, you have to be borrowed something, you do it the easiest way. That's the bottom line. Alright, so he said like this. Look at source number 3. Source number 3 says like this. Habora kitnius biyontif. So someone is borrowed kitniot on Yontif. What do you do? So he says, borrow kidarko. You can go ahead and you borrow kidarko. The cheiko in your lap. The tamchoy of a basket, not with a regular sifter. The imrotzel ochlo bobayom. If you want to eat it that day. Obviously, I can't go ahead and do borer. If I want to eat it when?
The next day,
after Yom Tov is over. Avalo betav, lo benapel of a kvara. You can't use those things that are designated for sifting. By medvar memurim, when do these words apply? These words apply kishaochel roll of solas, when you have more food than solas. Al mahoisav solas, merubal ochel, but if you have more solas than ochel, borers ochel, you choose the ochel and you leave the solas behind. Okay, so then the Gemara says, he says,
excuse me, Rabbi.
Yeah.
Can you do extra if it's from Chag till Moed?
No, unless you, in other words, you can't do Bedavka. If it just happens, that's what you usually do. It's okay, right? He says, Avim Hoya Torah, Toreach, Mavriyas, Psolos, Mina Ochel. And let's say, going ahead, and he goes on and says, and let's say, for example, you have more Psolos than Ochel. So he says, and therefore taking the psoles out is going, even if you have less psoles in ochel, but taking the psoles and it causes you a big tircha, he says, you still go, then you obviously choose the ochel and leave the psoles. Okay, now, he says like this. Okay, and then he points out, by the way, that if you have nuts and they're broken already, but the shells are on. That's not kol psalos because that's normal. In other words, when you go ahead, right, and you open a nut on Shabbos, you can't call that psalos because that's normal to be that way. Just like, for example, when we speak about an orange, right? When we peel an orange in Shabbos, okay, we actually take the psalos from the ochel, right? Why is that mutter? Because that's the normal thing to do. Okay, fine. So that's okay. Now you're right. He says now. So he says like this. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, as I said in source number 4, that the point on Yom Tov is to make things as easy as possible. Okay. So now, see, he says. So now the Bir Halacha in source number 5, okay, points out like this. He just asked the question. He says, well, is Borer one of the melachos that are mutter on Yom Tov, or there's something else going on? What does that mean? She says, so we look at source number 5, we'll go through this. He says like this, I am Mishnah Berurah, and the reason why you can do Borer is Ka'ofim of Ashel Dami, because Borer is like Ofim of Ashel. Just like in general, you wouldn't say bake the day before, cook the day before. You don't have to do Borer the day before. V'chein hu das magen Avram, v'shat nesar shem magen Mishnah, the Borer hu melachas mutar shbiyam tuk legamre, the Borer is one of melachas mutar shbiyam tuk legamre, the loch das harashva. He says, so what does that mean? In other words, what that means is like this. So let's say I sit down Yom Tov night, right? And I know that I'm going to have a meal, in the afternoon at 3 o'clock. Can I do borer for the meal at 3 o'clock? Even ochlin toch psalas. So on a regular Shabbos, what would that be? No, because why?
Not right.
He says, but for Yom Tov, it's not a problem because Yom Tov, it's like just like I can cook Yom Tov night for Yom Tov day, right? I can do borer. It's one lachem mutaris. That's what he says. He says, and the Taz hold like the Rashba. He says. So what happens? The Tamu love Achronim. So the Achronim argue, because according to what we say in Simon Shin Yates, he says we hold that in Shabbos the sown is bar of sosa de chochel, your chayiv, right? So he says, the bottom line is, he says, he doesn't like the Rosh Bashita because, Achronim say, cooking, borer is like cooking. He says, so then he asks the question. The question comes up, well, isn't the halacha, don't we say that it's something that you can go ahead and you would do, right? Let's say, we pointed out, if I would go ahead and I can cook something, Erev Yom Tov, and it would taste the same as Yom Tov, what's the halacha then? What do we say? Yeah, so the question is, a borer, I can do Erev Yom Tov also, right? So why should I be allowed to do? Why should I be allowed to be borer if it's something which can be done Erev Yom Tov? So that's he says that's the question. So if you're going to tell me it's something that the borer is better right before the meal, it's fine. But if I'm doing borer at night for the next afternoon, what? I could have done it already Erev Yom Tov. That's his question. So for that reason, he says that maybe that's why the Shulchan Aruch says it's only mutter to do borer in a basket on your lap, right? But to do borer of a sifter is usher. Why is usher do borer of a sifter? How come? Why? Because you could have done one from because if a sifter, that's doing it the regular way. In other words, ain't a chanami. Now, halacha is that really if it's something which you could have done Erev Yom Tov, right? You can't do that on Yom Tov. So for that reason, you can't go ahead and sift something on Yom Tov, but you couldn't on Erev Yom Tov. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says you have to do it in your lap or on a tray or in a basket, but you can't do it regularly. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah points out that's really the reason why the Shulchan Aruch says it this way. Why can't I sift flour? Why can't I sift flour in Yom Tov? Because I could have sifted flour when? The same way. I could have sifted flour when? What?
Erev
Yom Tov, right?
Even if surprise company comes?
Yeah.
Does that mean you realize you need more? Right. And that
you didn't test. So you have to do a shinui. I'm not sure how you have to do a shinui, okay? You have to do a shinui. So I'm not sure exactly sure how you would sift the shinui, okay? Again, it's not. I would just say if you would ask me, I would tell you just don't sift the flour. You're probably not finding anything anyway. So that's what I would tell you today. But anyways, but you have to do a shinui. That's what you have to do. Is do a shinui. He says, so therefore, that's the reason why, because it's a good point. How can you do Barur and Yom Tov? Barur is definitely something you could have done before Yom Tov. But since you're doing a Vashina, not the regular way, for that reason, it's okay. Now, I just want to point out, so he says, so what do we see from this? He says, so let's say, for example, he says, say at the end, he says, I'm like the very end of source number 5. So he says, if it's something which you could have done, Erev Yontif, so it's better to do a Vashinoi. Okay? Now, so a number of years ago I got a question, and the question goes like this. Can a person make filtered coffee on Yom Tov? Because what's filtered coffee?
It goes for a sifter,
so it's a mutter, okay? And you should know in general, as we said, using a regular thing to sift with, right, is asur on Yom Tov, okay? However, making filtered coffee on Yom Tov would be mutter. Why would it be mutter?
It's a regular way to do it on Yom
Tov. Well, no, because if I would go ahead and filter the coffee the day before, would it taste the same?
No.
So for that reason, it's actually mutter to eat. What?
I don't know.
Yeah. So for that reason, now you should.
I
don't think anyone do that before because it has to be done with the hot water.
Are you talking about like the press?
Yeah.
You see, I'm not even going. I'll get to the press in a second. I'm not even going there. I'm talking about, remember in the olden days, like 5 years ago, you would go ahead and you would have like this plastic siphon thing. You put a little coffee in it and you pour hot water over it with something with a white
paper.
Right, okay. So that's definitely mutter. Why is that mutter? That's mutter because it's the only way to do it. Now people talk about the coffee press, that people are matir the coffee press, even on Shabbos. I don't understand why. There are big posts that say that. Yom Tov would not be a, it's called the coffee press?
Yeah.
Yom Tov would not be a problem. Alright, I would just say that. There are definitely those that are martyred on Shabbos.
On Shabbos, not Shabbos.
Yes, there are also martyred on Shabbos. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's actually funny. I don't drink coffee. The only reason I know anything about how the different ways of making coffee is because I've looked into it when people have questions about
it. So anyways, my brother told me that someone from Mafid Shemesh, he met someone from Mafid Shemesh, I'm not sure who it was, in a restaurant in Chicago, and they asked him. About using a coffee press, and he also said he felt it was asur. Then they googled it and they found the reason why. They say it's mutter, and he felt it didn't hold water. I mean, I guess it didn't hold water, but that wasn't correct. Okay, let's go. Okay, he says like this now. He says. So then, let's go. So that's one thing which is definitely extremely relevant to our sugya. So even though sifting for many days is asur in a regular way, if it's something which is always done right before, okay, then it'll be mutter. If somebody did not sift their flour, an extra company comes. So first of all, I would probably say that you don't have to sift your flour again. The fact that we sift flour today, as I mentioned, is only a throwback from the past when things were hot and the kitchen was not as well done as we have today, and it was a very big possibility you might find bugs in your flour, okay? If you go ahead and you would ask, how often have we found bugs in our flour after sifting for many, many years? How often? What?
Extremely rare.
I mean, three or four.
In my cupboard for a year, and I
didn't. And if I found it, it hasn't been because of sifting. It's
definitely one of those things that things have definitely changed in the past. So.
Do you have to buy that expensive pre-sifted flour anymore?
Let's put it this way, okay? Scheinberg told my father-in-law that if you get to a regular store where there's a lot of
turnover
mm-hmm. and you take it and you put it in your freezer, it's not
fridge
a problem.
Or you don't leave it sitting out.
You don't have to sift it.
This was many years ago.
You don't have to sift it, okay?
Okay, whatever.
Fridge, not freezer.
Is the fridge okay?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's cold.
Okay, fine. Let's go on.
Some people who make lots of different bread things and they'll buy a quantity of the flour and they put it in the freezer.
Let's go on. It's like this. Okay. So source number six. He says like this now. Okay, so source number six, the Mishnah Berurah says that let's say you have ochel merubah. So he says, we said, then it's better to get the psolas because you want to give yourself less work. Now, again, we had mentioned before that let's say you have nuts and the nuts are broken, the shells are still on them, you don't call that. There we don't say what you take from what. He says, because since this is the derech, it's like one min, he says. And the bet, whatever you do, right? He says it doesn't make a difference. However, the Achronim point out that even in this situation where again you have the shells around it, you should go ahead and do what's easier. Okay, and by the way, we're talking about the shells, we're not just talking about nuts. We're talking about peas in a pod and things like that, and anything else which might have shells around it. So you should always look on Yom Kippur and see.
Why are you specifying they're cracked already? What if they're whole?
Because I think because once they're whole, the only way to do it is to break it open. And, you know, but once they're cracked, the question is, do you take the bad out of the good or the good out of the bad? All right? That's the basic idea. Okay, now. He says.
Can you eat the ones that you have to crack open?
Yes, all the time. All the time. All right.
That's like an orange.
You're right. That's like an orange. All right. That's
somebody like. Somebody had told me, oh, you're not allowed to eat the ones that are totally closed.
We have to send them back.
Because they're no. You can eat them after Shabbat or. You know, after you have to.
My wife's grandfather used to always say, give me the pistachios or totally closed, I'll send them back to them.
He's
going to
return them to the store.
Yeah, okay. He's like this. Okay.
Good to hear.
Source number seven. So he says.
But you should know that if they're totally closed, it usually means that they're bad.
Okay, now. Now, see, like now, I just want to mention. Okay, source number seven, Magen Avraham says he quotes the Yamshel Shlomo, who says you're not allowed to put kitnios or other things in water that the psolas will go on top.
Why?
So the question is, what's going on? After all, we thought we can do that. So the answer is, you have to understand in those days when they have psolas, they had real psolas. Okay, real psolas. Let's say, for example, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch and they talk about you're not allowed to wash lettuce because of all the dirt that's on there, right? Because when you used to get lettuce back in the old days, there was real dirt. It would be like, and the truth of the matter is.
What about the green onions? They're still with this. Big clump of schmutz at the bottom.
I would definitely wash it off before Shabbos and Yom Tov. No question about that. Okay, definitely no question about that. All right, that's important. That's definitely an issue.
So you're saying because the psoas would cover like the whole
right.
top.
Right. In other words, let's say for example, someone would say someone made the rice without putting in a cup of water. Right. So is that like really a big issue? Right. You know, that's not really a big issue. All right. Okay. So now he says now. He says. Now let's look at source number eight. Just to go over what we said about filtered coffee. So it says, "Ein masanin machardo masana shalo." You say not allowed to filter out the mustard in the filter. "Ein matikin oso begachla shaleitz." You're not supposed to sweeten it with a gachla shaleitz.
However, b'sham.
He says. What's the second?
What is that?
He says, "Avol b'sham marchus mutter." So I'm not exactly sure what's going on in the second part. But in other words, they used to put the. He says. What used to try to filter out mustard. Okay, and they were different. So what would happen is that the mustard seed was made up of two types of things, and both things were edible. But if you wanted the finer mustard, you would put it into a sifter, right? So the answer is, for that reason, you don't do because it's like borer. He says, but if you do it shlo kedargo, he says it's mutter. And Siftia Basi says the reason why you can't use a nava v'kvara, a sifter, is because that's the way you do borer in the weekday, right? He says, however, he says when it comes to this mustard thing, because It's something which both parts are edible. If you didn't have a chance to do it before Yontif, to filter it out, you're allowed to do it on Yontif itself. So he says, now, so if you go in and look at the Bir Halacha, he says, Eim Misananin, so I'm a Mishnah Berurah, Mashkash of Shem Ramach and Avram, the Lo Hayef Shalasanin Bojiyom. Let's say it wasn't possible to go ahead and to filter the mustard while it was still daytime. Erev Yontif, Mutter Be Yontif. You're allowed to go and do it in Yontif. And this comes from Tosis in Masechta Shabbos, right? He says, so the answer is that why? So he says, because when it comes to something which you can't do Erev Yontif, something like this, you're allowed to do, he says, you're allowed to do on Yontif. So in other words, therefore, when he says you're not allowed to go ahead and filter the chardol, that was because you could have done every Yontif, which makes it, which is why I mentioned also in terms of the coffee you don't do Erev Yontif, or anything else which you're going to go ahead and filter out.
There's also some people who have high sugar.
Yeah.
And they drink fennel seeds, water with cinnamon every morning, and they take the fennel seeds and they put them in the water and then they sift it through something. Is that possible on Yom Tov?
Awesome, very good. So that's the next case. So he says, so what happens is, I don't understand it. He says, when people were Masan in Chardel, so they would do it for many days, and that's why it's Usher. Okay? But if you look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, okay, he says, when it comes to sinan hashmarin, we filter out certain types of sediments from drinks, right? The mutter besif dalid, even though filtering out sediments is what? Is a melacha gemura, because that you do for that day, lishtoso, to do what?
To drink.
And therefore it's melacha. Yeah, it's a melacha zochol nefesh. He wants to say sinan chardal is usur because that's always done for many, many days. But something which is done for that day, that's mutter. And that's why anything which is always done on the day itself, so then there's no question that that'll be mutter. For example, freshly squeezed orange juice, right? There's no question that's mutter. Even though, listen, I mean, maybe some of you have freshly squeezed oranges. So, you know, I can't say that we remember they used to have those things, so, you know, the round thing, the thing on top, and you haven't seen. You still use it.
I have one of them.
Yeah. You have one, really?
You put lemon in hot water, a piece of lemon.
That's fine. It's gets cooked. It's fine. That's okay. So it's something which is generally done on that day is okay. So therefore, I think even like freshly, if someone's custom is to have freshly squeezed orange juice, it's definitely okay. There's no question about that. All right. So that's
what. I
think so. Yantip. You want to make yantip? Do you ever do that?
No, but I can understand doing.
For your ochel nefesh, you let it squeeze, for sure. No question.
So could you squeeze lemon juice?
On? Yes, yes.
If you took a cup of tea, you can squeeze it right in.
Right, yeah, that's usually... You can't Shabbos, you can.
But on
Yantar. Yeah, Yantar, you can. So something which is done that day is okay. Okay, so I would say, in other words, the question is, let's say, for example, someone never makes freshly squeezed orange juice, right? Can they do it on Yontif?
Yeah.
I think that since people do it, it's like a Yontif treat. You know, that's the Yontif treat, so it'll be okay. So that's the basic idea. When it comes to something like filter sifting and borer, something which is done for many days is a problem. Something which is done for that day is not a problem and can be done the regular way. All right? Okay. I guess we'll leave it here. That's Borer. Fine. Okay.
Thank you.